We are going to start winning again, folks.
Donald Trump's new campaign chief, Paul Manafort, promised the billionaire developer will win the GOP nomination outright.
The reality is this convention process will be over with sometime in June, probably June 7th, and it'll be apparent to the world that Trump is over the 1237 number.
That's the magic number to secure the nomination without a floor fight at the July convention. But Ted Cruz has narrowed Trump's advantage with a win in Wisconsin and likely new delegate support in Colorado, Louisiana, and North Dakota.
You got to understand what the game is. I mean, if the game is a second, third, or fourth ballot, then what he's doing is clever. But if there's only one ballot, what he's doing is meaningless.
This all has the makings of the 1976 contested Republican convention when Ronald Reagan challenged President Gerald Ford. Frank Donatelli was a youth organizer for Reagan.
At that point, the delegate ceases to be an extra on a four-night miniseries where he or she are supposed to applaud at the right times, and they become real agents of the party.
Ford kept delegates in line by offering, among other things, rides aboard Air Force One and seats at state dinners. The laws governing incentives to delegates are murky, something the candidates this year could exploit. And after a first ballot, most delegates can switch alliances.
Could you, you know, offer transportation or room and board or something? There's a lot of ways to persuade uncommitted delegates.
Trump could offer flights aboard his helicopter or luxurious private jet, a weekend at Mar-a-Lago Club, a tea time at Trump National. But, James, ideology sometimes trumps trips or presents. And for conservatives, Cruz may prove more attractive than loot.